The British government has said anyone interested in buying Chelsea Football Club can make a proposal to the government. It comes after ministers in the UK sanctioned the Russian owner of the club, Roman Abramovich, over his links with Vladimir Putin and halted his planned sale of the side. A little earlier, I spoke to UCD sports historian Paul Rouse and began by asking him what effect the sanctions are having on the running of Chelsea.
Well, it's fundamental to the capacity of Chelsea Football Club to do its business. First of all, it cannot sell tickets for matches. So the only people who are allowed to attend matches at Chelsea are those who are season ticket holders and those who have pre-bought tickets for matches that are forthcoming. It's not allowed to sell merchandise in the ground. It's not even allowed to sell food to those people who attend the matches. And indeed, it has been granted only a special license to allow it fulfil its fixtures in the next while. And what's interesting as well is the impact that this has had on its sponsorship deal. So Three have a sponsorship deal on their on the jersey. Their logo is on the jersey of Chelsea, and that has been suspended. And that sponsorship deal is worth $40 million to Chelsea. And other sponsors, including Nike, are reviewing their sponsorship deal with Chelsea.
And even just from the point of view of the day-to-day operation of the club, they've been told they can spend a specific amount on away matches, for example, and can't exceed that.
Yes, and again, for a club that has been able to spend enormous sums of money on all aspects of its operation over the last 20 years, this is a dramatic change in how it can conduct its affairs. And probably the greatest change is going to be in how it deals with its players and all the people who work at the club. So, for example, Chelsea has key players who are out of contract this summer. And as things stand, under its licence, it is not allowed to renew the contracts of those players. It cannot sell any players that it has on its books as well, and it cannot buy new players. So on a fundamental level, Chelsea is unable to do its business as things stand.
So the manager then, Thomas Tuchel, I mean, he's actually not able in any meaningful sense to manage the club, manage the team.
He is on a day-to-day basis in the sense that he was very clear at the match that was played yesterday evening, which Chelsea won against Norwich, that it was very much business as usual for the players, that they would operate on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis in terms of the specific act of playing the games. But in the broader sense of the development of the club and its operations, they are simply unable to do business as they would previously have done so. So it's not a sustainable situation for anything beyond the immediate term.
Now, we know Abramovich had indicated his willingness to dispose of the club and any proceeds then, he says, would be, I think he's earmarked support for those affected fleeing the war in Ukraine.
Well, it's quite interesting. Abramovich, first of all, sought to place the club in a charitable trust, and it was clear that the charitable trust weren't prepared to engage with Abramovich on this level. And then he has spent the last 10 days trying to sell the club, and there were up to 10 prospective buyers being lined up as being interested in the sale of the club for up to £3 billion. And the question, though, now is what precisely is going to happen? And there was a government minister in London today coming out and saying that, well, actually, if a buyer wants to sell the club, they can now approach the government about that sale on the first instance. And in the second instance, the club itself could approach the government if there's a suggested sale. But they're adamant there is no way that Abramovich can profit from the sale of the club. So that is to say that the money, whatever proceeds COVID, will either be placed into charitable trust or they will be placed, will be used by the government and frozen.
Yeah. And this, I mean, this figure of £3 billion that's been mentioned includes a debt which Chelsea owes to Abramovich of, I think, about £1.5 billion. I mean, is Chelsea likely to attract offers on that sort of scale? Is it worth that?
Well, it's very hard to work out what precisely an English soccer club is worth. What we do know is that it's the richest soccer league, or it's the richest sports league in the world. It's got vast global contracts when it comes to television rights. It's got a huge fan base, and indeed, it's a massive cultural industry in England. And the sale of all at all levels of the game, from merchandising to tickets, is solid. And because Chelsea is the premier club in England, or in London, in terms of its recent success, successes and its position within the game. It's the reigning Champions League champions, for example, reigning World Club champions. It has a prestige about it. There is another line here that could be taken, and it would be a revolutionary line in Premier League in the history of the Premier League, in that Chelsea could become a fan-owned club on the model of, which often happens in German clubs or within American football, for example, the Green Bay Packers are owned by their supporters. So this is an opportunity for a revision of the rules of ownership.
Paul Rouse on the crisis at Stamford Bridge.